Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. If you bought evergreen wreaths, swags, bows, or other evergreen decorations at local big box stores, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture is encouraging you to burn them or bag and throw them away. The invasive insect elongate hemlock scale, EHS, has been found on them. So far, at Home Depot and Menards locations, EHS is native to Asia and feeds on nutrients on the underside of conifer needles. Earlier last week, the Wisconsin Department of Ag issued a similar warning after finding EHS and greenery at several retail chains. The companies have cooperated and are pulling any remaining product off their shelves. The insect could be at other retail chains. Do not compost the evergreen items. Northfield HRA Housing Coordinator Janine Atchison told HRA board members that she's met with surrounding city officials to consider a type of summit.
The purpose of the gathering is to get employers together, employers, investors, to talk about, it's not about to talk about housing problems, we all know this problem, but it's to talk about solutions.
Speakers would include those from DEED as well as representatives of different entities that provide funding. She added that they would brainstorm ways in which businesses could become involved in solutions.
It's just a little bit different approach to what we've done in the past.
The idea is to look at it from a countywide standpoint, which impacts all of us regardless of where the housing would be built. Atchison will be bringing back more information to the HRA. The plan is to have the summit sometime in March. The world's best workforce came out of the legislature a couple of years ago. Northfield School Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman explains.
Every school district in the state is required to report based upon these five goals. All children ready for school, all children being proficient at reading by the end of third grade, closing all racial and economic achievement gaps, all students career and college ready.
The fifth one is graduation rates. Hillman said because not all children start their preschool here, they work with Northfield Promise.
So we're really working hard on gathering data about kindergarten readiness and making sure that we are providing early childhood centers and daycare providers with the kind of curriculum and other training that they need to help kids be ready for school.
Northfield Schools had a 7% increase in their metric for proficient readers by the end of third grade, but they're still not as far along as they'd like to be. The state picks eighth grade mathematics for career and college ready. Northfield is added to that goal. They look at eighth grade reading and benchmarks associated with the ACT. Hillman said in 2018, Northfield Middle School performed better than 82% of their peers in reading and better than 89% in mathematics. And Northfield officers will be paying attention today.
There's the Safe Ride program. Plan ahead. Stay somewhere if you're going to be partying and you know you're going to be partaking and probably might not be safe to drive. Plan for a place to sleep, whether it's one of our local hotels.
Police Chief Monty Nelson. News from around the state is next.